Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Greg Olson was on the Fox pregame show yesterday.
Saw it live.
I thought it was interesting that they started the pregame show on Fox at 1 o'clock, and Greg Olson was on there, and the news broke over the weekend that Greg Olson and the Carolina Panthers are going their separate ways.
When did our former tight end sleep this past week?
I'm not sure.
He was everywhere.
And so they had to ask Greg Olson right off the top. They're like, so, Greg, there's some breaking news with you. How about it? let's get this out of the way so that we're not accused of avoiding that story. And he said, it's just time. I'm going to reassess and figure out in the next few weeks. I'm just trying to get through today, get through the Super Bowl, and then figure out where things will go from there. Greg Olson, who I think still has good years left in him, was then told the Patriots need a tight end. Greg, what do you think about that possibility? And he said, quote, according to Jeff Howe on Twitter, they're trying to get Gronk back. If they don't get him, I'm like third in line. They're trying to get Gronk back? Interesting.
He ain't buying it. I know him. Don't you dare start this. He's done. The guy's done.
They might want him back. He's not coming back.
Oh, that might be true.
Right.
I have no idea. But, I'm just saying that.
For all I know,
is this part of the
Brady lore?
So Greg Olson believes that the Patriots are trying to convince Rob Gronkowski to play again. It seemed genuine, didn't it? Or do you think it was just some ha-ha joke?
No, it's not.
Hey,
if you were the Patriots, would you try to get Rob Gronkowski? Would you have been trying to get Rob Gronkowski back pretty much since he said he wasn't going to play?
Yeah, I can see that. Sure. At what point do you quit and say, well, that's fruitless. Let's not do that anymore.
I don't think you count on it in any way, shape, or form. Well, and you certainly shouldn't have been waiting around from last year to make some kind of decision.
Right.
Where he held the team out. No, he didn't. He told you 15 months ago he's not going to play football anymore.
I just look at it and say, if they're trying to get him back now, then they certainly were trying to get him back last year.
Yeah.
If it's still going on now.
Yeah.
And if that is true, that they were trying to get him back all year, and then he didn't come back.
Yeah.
And we know how Robert Kraft felt about it. He went on the record. He said he wanted him back like everybody else. At what point do you say, oh, we're not going to do that thing again? That was dumb. Sitting here waiting around trying to get Gronk to come back. He didn't come back. At what point do you say, we're not going to do it anymore?
Now till the combine.
We're going to have to actually now plan.
February 27th.
Who's going to play tight end for the next 5 years for this team?
February 27th starts the combine. You got till then. Figure it out.
Like, you got to move on at some point.
Answer. Not figured out, but get an answer. Like, we playing games? You can play grab ass? Are we going to promote the brand? Are you done? What are you in? You in or out?
Like, if he decides he wants to come back at some point, I would welcome him back. But I would not be trying to convince him. No thanks. Fine. You're retired. Whatever. See you later. We got to go start figuring out who our tight end is.
Were you surprised?
Because it's clearly not you.
I was shocked. Were you surprised the coach and girlfriend showed up at the Gronk Beach party?
Yeah, that seemed a little different.
VIP?
Why were they there? Why was Bill there?
I mean, I know Bill likes the kid.
Show Gronk that he can have fun and that he appreciates him?
Look at this shirt.
I love you, Gronk. Did he do for Gronk what Brady wants?
Did he get paid to be there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No.
How do you know?
No.
What? right?
See, I don't think
is Bill Belichick above accepting a six-figure check to show up at a party for a couple hours?
No, why would he be against that?
Right. Put gas in the boat for a whole year.
God bless America.
Another boat.
Weather sucked on Saturday, too.
Was it worth $100,000 worth of publicity to have Bill Belichick at that party? For the Rob Gronkowski party brand?
Go look how many times that shot was retweeted or TikToked.
Man.
TikTok.
I have no idea.
It's an appearance fee. You want to come to the party? We'll give you an appearance fee, too. It doesn't have to be anything clandestine. It doesn't have to be anything dirty.
I mean, I would think
party,
Bill would be
able to show up at the party.
I'm not going to jump through hoops for you.
It doesn't have to be anything that it's like you scoff at. It's like, no, that's easy.
Do you think
Belichick actually wanted to go to that freaking party?
No. I think she does.
Why did he go?
I wonder if he was there trying to ask Gronk to come back to make inroads with Gronk.
Think,
you know, things were a little weird.
She likes to have a good time.
Were things a little weird between Belichick and Gronk before he retired?
Yeah.
After they had won the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, we found out.
Remember
identity.
That awkward exchange they had, too, on the field?
Yeah.
They were
awkward.
Weird going back to the.
We found our identity.
And it's like, man, Gronk does not feel comfortable talking to this guy or something. Like, it's so strange.
Well, you never know how Bill's going to react. It's like sometimes it's eggshells.
And probably weird going back to him, you know, doing his little stunts with his motocross and doing this, that, and the other. And not.
Vroom, vroom.
He knows he was goofy.
And then making calls to Detroit and everything else. It's like, that's probably.
What do you mean he knows it was goofy? There was allegedly, according to you, a sit down meeting. With Drew Rosenhaus
saying,
after that happened.
But at some point, you become embarrassed for what you did, right? I said it's goofy, meaning Rob knows it's goofy. God,
some of the uncomfortableness maybe comes from Gronkowski.
He can't help himself sometimes.
I behaved a bit like a jackass there for no reason.
Like the Steve Harvey thing, he spiked. He's dancing around like this, that stupid old helmet on, leather helmet, and he's dressed up like an 80s. Like, do you really think that looks great? You look fine at the beach because that's him. But when he's forced to do other things like... Vroom, vroom, yeah.
You look great on The Masked Singer last night. I'll give him that.
Not good?
You've watched that show.
Yeah.
Why?
It's always on.
Kids love it.
How
does it entertain you?
It does not. It is not good.
Like,
it is not a good program.
The person doesn't sing it. It's just thinking.
No, and then they sit there.
My kids would have no idea who the celebrities are.
And then you have two people sitting there lying about who they think the celebrity is. Because
it's so bad.
It was
she pretty much told us.
Obvious.
I told
Jenny. Well, Jenny McCarthy told us, and then to watch it and to watch that thing where he comes out and does it, it's like, you know immediately that's Rob Gronkowski. You can tell by the voice and everything else. And they're like, I think it's John Cena. Shut up.
Right.
I'm not watching this.
Boy, he looked cut up in it. That Jimmy Fallon commercial was good.
Here is Olsen from the Fox pregame. We have the audio. Have a listen.
All right.
Next to this guy. But you know that Patriots might need a tight end, so you might want to swap.
I'm their backup. I'm like their fallback date. They're trying to get Gronk back, and if they don't get him, I'm like third in line.
Well, we are lucky enough to have these.
It doesn't sound like it's all a joke.
No, that came off pretty
they're trying to get Gronk back.
I'd
be like third line there.
He deferred to him, yeah. That wasn't said like everybody erupted in laughter. I'm like, whoa. I heard that too, love. I'm like, whoa. Two whoa moments yesterday. Rap sheet and him.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Hey.
617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up next. Bruins tickets at 11:50.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bruins tickets at 11:30 here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617 877-979-0985. Tom is in Newton.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, I know there's probably a ton of things you could say about him after that game last night, but the thing that really stuck out to me is just kind of his route tree. I mean, if you take away that deep ball that they, you know, took away because of the OPI, I mean, it just felt like everything he was completing was either, like a screen pass behind the line or a seam pass.
It was Brady 01.
Over the middle.
It was Brady 2001.
Like to the outside or anything. It just felt like, you know, once they made him get away from his game plan and, the lights got really bright, he just couldn't pull away. I don't know what you guys thought. Thanks.
I thought the best throw of the night was the throw to Kittle on both sides. That thing was cash money.
Yeah, where were the truly, I mean, he made some nice reads, but where were the truly difficult throws that he made last night?
Every time he was under duress, the ball either got batted, he got hit, or he threw it to a spot where a guy wasn't.
Or he got sacked. He tapped his feet twice, waited an extra half a second before the ball got batted.
He started to not step into throws, Pete.
What's
again,
with
his
those
feet were spread?
Those ticks, like those little things he has that he has not fixed.
When he needs
drive
to throw.
You crazy?
But he looked very composed and very collected on the little pitchbacks, the fake handoffs, all that stuff. I'm like, oh, he looks pretty comfortable back there. He's not gripping the ball too tight. He's not trying to force anything. It's when they did the play action, like you said, when he was, either tapping the ball or that little stutter step, it's like, that's where you kind of picked up on stuff. But I didn't think he looked bad.
He doesn't look like a $27 million player.
He didn't. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
He's more like a 15.
Was he awful?
15 to
was
20.
Garoppolo awful last night?
No, but when you actually look at, the quarterbacks in his league.
No, but he wasn't good enough
them,
to win.
He's a top 10 guy, right? We think he's a top 10 guy. We've done the list in that. But in the big spot, you heard Joe Buck setting it up. Boy, San Francisco 49ers, same uniform. This is where this is where Montana hit John Taylor in this stadium. Heading in that same direction in that end zone. Can Jimmy Garoppolo do it? And it's set up there for you. And he had the shot. He had the shot on the skinny. Sanders beats it. Gets by the first guy. He's doubled. But there's no safety. They're doubling Sanders, but he runs through the double. He read it. He missed it. He hits that. We're talking about him differently today. It's amazing how things can turn in one quarter in that game and how you view the player. Because the way that game was trending through two quarters, he was your MVP. He was. Steady Eddie, man. What, 18 of 22? You just think function, ding, 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 dunk, dunk. First down. Handoff. Bootleg. And when you keep it tight like that, he's going to be a really, really, really good regular season quarterback, like his head coach is. The head coach, he tightened up, and the quarterback tightened up. What are you going to do? Mahomes didn't tighten up. Mahomes put that freaking team on his back. He did. Put that team on his back.
It was like a staring contest between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan. Who's gonna screw up first? Who's gonna coach afraid? Who's gonna mismanage things?
Not who's gonna blink? Who's gonna blink less?
There's a lot of blinking going back and forth. In a lot of ways, it was a perfect matchup for Andy Reid to win. The guy on the other side will choke it away. Just give him time. Give him time.
It's like Fred said. You sit there and you stare at Drew Brees' mole.
Kyle Shanahan.
I sit there and I stare at Andy Reid's mustache. Like, I would trim that mustache with scissors. I would take the thickness. It's such an overgrown walrus mustache. Like, you can't do anything with the walruses at the zoo. Right? Because the mustaches, they're not mustaches. They're really whiskers that are sensors. And it helps the animal. Jesus, Andy, trim that thing up.
Tim's in the truck. Hey, Tim.
Hi. Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I trust both of your opinions, and I'm just checking, I think I know where this is going, but Brady at $30 million, you got to be kidding me. We can't pay him $30 million, and I'm not a millennial. I'm 50 years old. I've seen it all, even before you, Zoe.
Yeah.
What's the right move here?
Do you think he can be a top five thrower if you put the right pieces around him, meaning a really good tight end, Edelman, Harry in the system, maybe get Amendola back, and you get a speed gun on the outside with James White and with Burkett. Do you think Brady can be a top five guy?
Not when you're paying him $30 million. Where's the money coming from, Zoe?
From the defense. You got to shift it.
So you can go all offense.
Well, I mean, you would move on from Van Noy. I like Kyle. I want Kyle back, but Kyle's going to get paid. Tooney's going to get paid. Devin McCourty, you got to restructure. You got to restructure, guys.
So who are the weapons then? How do you fit that under the cap if you're paying Brady 30-plus? Seriously.
Restructuring of guys. You got to move money around. You can move money around.
You've got guys that are off the books, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle Van Noy, free agent. If you're paying Brady $30 million, Kyle Van Noy won't be here anymore.
Tooney will make more than Shaq Mason. Tooney is gone. You're getting David Andrews back at center. That is big, big. Hopefully he'll get cleared, you know, within a month or two here to be like full go, back to what he was. Hopefully that's the case, because I think, you know, you had that guy, he was one of your mainstays for four straight years, right in the middle, made every call. You know, sees things the way the quarterback did. I think the quarterback really had to work to train Teddy Karras. And I think things got simplified a little bit. But, you know, that's Garnett get back. That's another thing. Scar retiring. It's tough.
So if the Patriots are willing to offer Tom Brady $30 million a year, and they're one of their contingency plans, as was in that Ian Rappaport story, contingency in trading for a veteran. That was rap sheet, right? That was the Garofalo part.
Garofalo fault.
Yeah, yeah. You want that? We didn't show that part. You want that part?
Oh, yeah, let's play that part.
You talked about Brady's options. What about the Patriots? Their number one option is for Brady to come back. Robert Kraft has said that. I don't need to give you any sources on that. But this team doesn't want to be caught flat-footed. And they are working through their contingency plans behind the scenes, from what I am told. And amongst those plans might be a trade for a veteran quarterback. I mean, there's going to be a number of options. There's going to be a lot of moving pieces with the quarterbacks this offseason. So we'll see. If Brady doesn't come back, look for this team to act quickly to see what they could do about possibly bringing someone in there.
All right, so bringing someone in conjunction with, oh, they're also willing to financially extend themselves and maybe pay him $30 million a year, and the contingency is to go out and get a veteran, get somebody else, that tells you
Stidham's not ready.
It's not Stidham.
Stidham's not ready.
They don't believe Stidham can be the starting quarterback next season. That should be something we draw from everything that was said this weekend.
I mean, this team does.
Charlie Weiss, by the way, also said in an interview with the Boston Herald that he personally does not believe it will be Stidham. Charlie Weiss's opinion is, I don't think Stidham's going to be the guy. I don't think he's... Yeah. The shuttle bus has been parked. Yes.
I don't think he'll be standing down at Stop and Shop here or Star Market with a cup of pencils, you know, begging for money, trying to sell them. Stidham will be fine.
What?
Stidham's got... He's got some love interest that's well off.
Okay.
This is Stidham. Yeah.
I was just talking
about... If it doesn't work out for him, play football.
Okay. I was just...
I like Stidham. I think he's going to be here to compete if Brady leaves.
I was just talking about who's going to be the starting quarterback. The Patriots don't believe it will be Jared Stidham.
Yeah.
They've obviously got someone else in mind. It's either Tom Brady or they make a trade.
I don't like that trade.
I like that. I think that's great because I don't like any of the free agents out there.
Who are they going to... Who's available?
Maybe Roethlisberger?
Well, no, Foles is a guy that could be traded for. That's a guy that, as a bridge guy, I'd be okay with a one-year stopgap.
To who, though? Like, is Stidham going to be ready in a year, or is Stidham never going to be the guy?
I don't know. TV says Brissett. What if Philip Rivers goes to the Colts, like is rumored?
Yeah,
no, too many people have told me no on that.
Kevin's got one for you. Kevin, who would you trade for?
So I actually made a bet with my brother about two and a half years ago when Brady started talking about playing until 45. I bet him that the Patriots would let that play out for a certain amount of time and that the Lions would do what they always do and they'd ruin Stafford enough that Stafford would try to leave. So I'd be interested to see them try to make a move for somebody like that.
You know, the Lions ruin a lot of football players. In fact, they are so bad, they've driven many players into retirement, many good ones. So assuming Stafford doesn't decide to retire because the Lions are so bad, maybe he gets traded.
You know what? I would immediately dismiss that caller as foolish, but Jim just sent me a video from TMZ of the autograph seekers hounding Bill Belichick outside a restaurant in Miami.
Yeah.
And who comes to his defense to push away the autograph seekers? Matt Patricia. There is like...
It's hilarious.
It is. I'm looking at him like...
That's how a TMZ asking the question and Belichick's girlfriend, Linda.
Bob. I mean, Bill.
Linda asks, Linda's like, you know he's not going to answer and smiles, but then all these guys come up for autographs, and he's trying to avoid the autograph seekers. He's trying to look around, and Patricia comes up from behind the car and's like, all right, enough of that, guys. Enough of that. And he's pushing.
Who'd you send that to?
He's pushing away.
I didn't see that. Come, you got it.
I didn't want to distract you during the segment, so.
You're a jerk.
So maybe, maybe there is something to that, you know? He's trying to make
comes
nice.
From the other side of the car to save Belichick.
It's like, Matt, you're a head coach in the NFL.
Also, I was gonna say, around that also guy. An NFL like, head coach.
Now he's around that guy.
That's so bad.
You're not his do-boy.
Yeah, he
Stop
is.
It.
Yeah, he
Shut
is.
Up. You know what, Matt? You guys,
your head coach.
You guys could be facing off in the Super Bowl next year. Don't do anything nice for him.
The only thing that missed.
Lions Super Bowl 55. Get ready.
The only thing that video lacked was the one random fan go, well, yeah, who are you then? That would have been a capital.
Oh, my God. I'm watching it now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I want to watch it so bad.
It's so good. Bill and Linda are smiling. Like, he's just sort of standing there. He's like, no.
The guy goes, but we never get to see you in public. He wants an autograph.
Yeah.
And he's Belichick's just like looking him away.
Yeah, Bill is now stone-faced after Patricia. Oh, my God.
Send it to me.
It's so good. Patricia's wife is with him, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're best friends.
They were together all weekend.
Dude,
they were together.
Inseparable.
They were at the Patricia's were also at the Gronk party, yeah. too.
Oh, they were there, too?
Yep. Like to have a good time. Maddie,
there's a picture with all six of them.
Artie, how are you feeling
Gronk
about that
and Camille
now?
And Belichick and his
Wouldn't
wife.
Wouldn't it be so Lions to have the Patriots lose Brady and then the Lions say, you know what? We're sort of done with Stafford. We think his time here is done. And then they trade Stafford to Belichick and he goes on a great run of success here
now,
in New England.
Here's what's
that
gonna,
would be so Lions.
Stafford's 31. I'm looking at his contract right now. His base salary in 2022 is 12.5 with a cap hit of $26 million. After that, there's like no base anymore. It's all like dead cap. He just quits. He quits after that 2022 season. Like Barry Sanders, like Calvin Johnson, anyone else is just like, you know what? It's never going to happen.
What's his base for this coming year?
So you might as well trade him now. You might as well trade him now, and then
the Lions
won't. You get something for
him. The Lions won't.
You get something for him.
No, they won't do that. They'll hang on to him until he wants to quit the game of football.
You know what the best part of that is, Jim, is when they'll make the trade and they will absorb the dead cap money, not the team that gets him. So they'll actually be helping the Patriots get a quarterback, avoid big cap hits. They'll be able to sign their defensive guys back and go out and get the weapons.
His cap hit for 2020 is 21.3.
Oh, that's manageable. That is very manageable.
His base salary is 7.8. If they trade for him this year, it's 7.8.
Get him!
7.8, 9.5, and 12.5.
Wow, that's a very favorable contract. I bet Matt Stafford would like to try winning on for size.
He could throw it.
See what that's like.
He could throw it.
Right?
Matt Patricia tells he loves the kid.
Dude can sling it. One of the reasons Matt Patricia went to Detroit.
Now when you're the do-boy and you... been told to do something, you do the trade.
One of the major.
We had $10 million roster bonuses, though, so it'd be like 22.
We had a nice visit with Matt Patricia.
He's
I enjoyed
been
our,
very good to us.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
I what are we going to do? What are we doing here, man? Come right. on.
617-779-0985. We will continue talking about the Super Bowl all day long. Bruins tickets coming up at 11:50. Also, a head coaching extension signed in the league that was reported over the weekend. It does have a bit of a Brady tie-in. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about that yet today. Oh, we also saw Tua last week on Radio Row. That Charlie Weiss story where he says he doesn't think it will be Stidham for the Patriots. He thinks the Patriots could make a play for Tua. We'll throw that into the conversation next.
Little guy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sub.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
He has a tremendous ability to see the field and see the game.
I had Danny break and he broke across. He came down. He was behind everything.
Tom's at an elite level. He'd be certainly at the very, very top of all the players that I coach intellectually, from an experience standpoint, and just decision-making. He can make split-second decisions better than anybody that I've ever seen. It's incredible some of the things that he processes, as I said, that might have happened a month ago, 3 years ago, and he instantaneously can make the right do the right thing at the right time.
Those are nice things being said by Bill Belichick. Very nice things. 617-779-0985. Josh is in Lowell. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. You guys just talking about free agents. And Teddy Bridgewater's name, I feel like, just isn't getting tossed around. I mean, he went 5-0 as a starter right now for the Saints.
Yeah, we never brought him up.
Too much.
Yeah. We've talked at length about Teddy Bridgewater. He's the best name, in my opinion, of any of the free agents. He's the most intriguing name, the only one I'd give a serious look at.
And if Drew Brees is really doing the circuit down there, you know, at the Super Bowl, like a lot of people thought, as far as, hey, if Romo can do this and he's going to get paid handsomely the way he's going to get paid, you know, I can do this too. And if that's going to expedite his, you know, process of going into retirement, why would they want to get rid of Teddy Bridgewater? They'd end up wanting to keep him down there, you know, with the system and everything and how Teddy played. So I think the Saints are going to be careful here how they watch Brees. You know, as he makes his decisions here within a month, like, they're going to have first dibs on Bridgewater.
Yeah.
He likes it there.
Anthony Lynn signed a contract extension with the Chargers that extends him beyond the 2020 season. That was a news report yesterday from ESPN. Source told ESPN that he's inked a deal. There was speculation about his future there after the season ended. And with the Brady rumors and the possibility of San Diego, L.A., there were discussions about, you know, what would happen. What would happen if Brady were to go to the Chargers? Could he bring his guy with him? Could he bring Josh McDaniels as head coach to the Chargers? That seems to be out the window. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Anthony Lynn is there to stay.
Yeah.
That was one item.
I would say, hey, man, ooh, I want to go play for that guy.
Also, Tua Tagovailoa is
as big as Jim.
Listed at 6'1". Oh. We had a rare opportunity to see Tua up close personally on Radio Row. Was that Friday? Was it the last day we were there? Or Thursday?
Yeah, he was there Thursday and Friday. I think it was Thursday when we actually measured him.
So I think it was Thursday afternoon that we saw him. Do we believe he's 6'1"?
I don't believe.
No chance.
I believe
6'1", no chance.
There is no shot he is 6'1".
Who would have what? Josh Polanski walked over there, too. And it's like, same size. Our engineer.
Stop. Now you're being insane.
Jim, am I being insane?
You are.
He was almost as tall as Beetle.
Yeah. He's not 6'1".
We had...
I think Chris Jones backed down some two passes last
wall.
Night.
Yeah.
Maybe he was slouching.
No, we had a line on the wall.
This was the
He was standing up against the wall.
I go, watch this. I go, I'm going to go stand right next to him against the wall.
Why would he stand against the wall?
And use the line. Yeah. And like, use the line as like a grid line to see where we're at on that line. It was great.
Was he in bare feet?
Nope. He had a pair of sneakers on.
His hair was puffed up a little bit, and his hair was barely over the line.
I think they measured his hair. Like, he straightened his hair out or something and made it very puffy that day, and then got measured.
And Beetle with the short haircut? Slightly over the line.
Yeah.
He's not taller than Beetle.
And I am
so you're short
5'11 and 7/8.
They got
like I am an eighth of an inch shy of being 6 feet.
Little feet.
And he has the build of our intern, Kyle.
Stand up.
I round up on my license. I'm 6 feet on there.
Stand up.
Looks like a hockey player.
Close.
You know when you see the hockey players,
you're
like, oh, the hockey players look a lot smaller in person when you see them.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
He looks like Wagner.
He does. He looks like a hockey player.
I thought Wagner was like
a short little hockey player. And I was always intrigued by the Tua possibility. Charlie Weiss, again, laid this out in an interview with the Herald over the weekend. He told Karen Grecian that, you know, let's you know, assume that Bill has something up his sleeve. And if he always has things up his sleeve, Tua could be in play. And I think he could work because Saban's system is very much like Belichick's in terms of how you operate. Great. I was always intrigued by this. I'm out. You know my thoughts on short quarterbacks. I love Russell Wilson. I would have never drafted that guy. Nope.
The kicker, too, is earlier in the morning, before you guys even got there,
yeah,
he had to go on the set with Pro Football Talk with Florio. He had to walk right behind us. And we had a lot of stuff on the ground. He had to kind of, walking in a straight line, he looked okay. He had to step over a couple of things. His gait was all over the place. His hip's not right.
Oh, he's definitely not moving well. I like how you use gait, the proper term. It's very nice.
You could just tell he was concentrating on trying to walk normal through that place.
I like Drew Brees. Drew Brees is short. He's not a tall guy, right? You've seen him before.
That's who McShay keeps comparing him to.
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Brees really is like, you know, very sound as far as, you know,
but Brees is a legit 6 foot, isn't he?
He is.
But he's really.
But I need the quarterback to be a legitimate 6'2" at a minimum. Like, there should be a minimum mark. You're like, I don't accept anybody under this.
Well, we know the Patriots have standards at certain positions. I wonder if they have a quarterback standard where there's a minimum height.
They brought the little guy Flutie in.
I would hope so.
Because that linebacker, I know they have certain size and speed, right?
They did have Flutie on the roster. What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, that's true.
He was doing drop kicks at the NFL Experience again. Yay. Kick the ball.
Yay.
Yeah. That's a good comparison. I actually saw Flutie in person, too. He looked about the same size as Flutie.
Oh, come on. He's not that short.
Doug's got a big head, too.
Big head. No, but the build was about the same.
So
I always thought he was bigger. Say, he looks bigger when he plays for Alabama.
So what's the average quarterback height in the NFL? Like 6'4"?
6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, okay. That can't be the average.
That's probably about the average. There are a bunch of guys who are 6'5".
I'm looking at his top 100 guys. All these guys are 6'5", 6'4". Here.
Okay.
Across the board.
So, yeah, then there are some shorter guys.
Over 6'3".
Okay. Do you have it?
That's from 2015.
Oh, so someone tabulated it. Okay, yes. Great. 6'3". Well, I'm sure that holds up even now. It hasn't changed much. So the average quarterback is 6'3". Yeah, I would say I would set a minimum standard of 6'2", or I will not draft you. 6'2", you're out. You're off the board. Nope. Yeah. Don't want this guy. Too short.
Too short.
Too short.
And he got to buy those little shoes.
Kyler Murray got 6 feet last year. He's going to get 6 feet at the combine. I guarantee it.
Yeah, some of them work out. Like, you know, Kyler Murray looks like he can play.
Another way.
Probably work out.
Start of the 2016 season, 27 of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL were between 6'2 and 6'5. So that's your range, right? In
27
of 32 were between 6'2 and 6'5.
So if you're not, 6'2 is a good number. Because if you're outside that 6'2", you're below it, you're an outlier. I don't want that. I don't need that.
Guys who you don't think of as being that big, like Matthew Stafford, who we were talking about earlier, 6'3".
Future Patriots quarterback.
He's got big hands, though.
Future Super Bowl champion, Matthew Stafford.
I just looked it up. He's got over 10-inch hands, 10 and an eighth, which is, I guess.
Measure my hands.
It says here, impressive.
Measure. We're giving away a pair of Bruins tickets next. You don't want to miss it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. It's Brothers Johnson. Oh. Another good wedding song.
This is McFadden and Whitehead, so.
Oh, McFadden and Whitehead. Hey, pop that Whitehead.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. That's the contest number only. 617-931-0985. You'll score a pair of tickets. See the Bruins take on Vancouver tomorrow night from rafters inside TD Garden. Experience easy entry through street-to-seat elevators and killer views from cantilevered seats. Go to tdgarden.com/rafters. That should say slash.
What I thought rafters. A cantilever was. You like when you want
to tdgarden.com/rafters to learn about a rafters membership. If you've been over to the garden, you've seen those elevators.
Yeah.
They're right out in the front of the garden. Yeah, yeah, it takes you right up to the seats. It's actually quite the entry.
You guys have been to fancy steak joints.
Yeah, caller 10, by the way. Contest line only.
Hardy, your wife drinks wine. I always thought that cantilever was that big glass jug. You know, you kind of pour the wine in so it's able to
decanter.
That's a
canter, not a
canter. Decanter.
Decanter. Decanter.
I thought you were talking about a carafe.
Yeah, but he is talking about a carafe. Decanter is what you use when it has like that glass sort of, you know, plug on the top you put like hard liquor in. That's the decanter, I believe. No, he's talking about a carafe where you air out the wine. You know,
oxygenates the wine. Yeah. Mm. Let's it breathe. Swirls right down the side. Yeah, just spin right down. Let it sit out there. Tastes so much
jaws.
Better.
You might want to let that breathe for a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Fill it up. Tastes so much better after you let it breathe.
I wanted to mention this.
These idiots.
This tweet happened in the last hour. It is not football news. It is baseball news. It is from Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob Nightingale says that the Red Sox will open their spring training in 8 days. Let me read you exactly what he wrote. The Red Sox report to spring training camp in 8 days, and the biggest surprise will be if Mookie Betts is still wearing a Red Sox uniform and not in Phoenix in Dodgers camp with David Price joining him.
Ooh.
The Dodgers are trying to get the Red Sox to pay part of Price's contract.
Ooh.
That's a...
Ooh.
That helps. That helps.
Helps who?
Not you, but I mean, like if you can't dump Price, and you need somebody to pick up some of the damn money. Like if you're really just ready
Wait,
to reset
Wait, let me get this
here.
Straight. You send them bets. You send them Price, but then you're paying for part of Price. Why not just...
You still don't have a manager. Today's truck day. Well,
first of all, my option there would be keep both of them.
Yeah, because...
Like if you're moving Price and you have to pay him still, what's the point if you're paying his money? Keep him here.
Right.
He's going to help you win games, there's believe it or not.
There's I'm talking... You were
he's saying, your
were
best pitcher.
At full money.
What do you mean?
I thought just take him off the... Like, we'll take him
No,
off the
they
book.
Want the Red Sox to
oh,
pay
Jesus. Hell no.
part of the contract.
No, Heinblum can't be that dumb.
Like, we'll trade you Price and you've got to pay?
I don't think...
We'll take Price, but you've got to pay for half.
I'm thinking we want Bet so
want
bad.
A better prospect in
we
return,
want, we want Bet so bad, we'll take Price and pay him.
That would be some kind of move. Let's trade away our best offensive player and our best pitcher and pay some of the salary to get him out of here.
Believe it or not, David Price is the most sure bet in the Red Sox rotation.
That's
right
why
now.
I say he's your best pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's like in terms of quality.
Oh,
like,
if everybody's healthy better, and you're going to give yeah, one right, guy the ball, knows? No, he's not the guy.
Right.
But believe it or not, it's tough to believe. The guy who is going to be most likely to be there for most of his starts and throughout the... Yeah, just some Price, I guess.
Wow.
Give you the best performance over the most starts, Price.
Oh, this is great. The Red Sox are going to become the Tampa Bay Rays under the leadership of Heinblum.
Where it
Congratulations.
Began, I can begin to notice.
So I'm so disappointed that they are going to move on from Betts and that people are going to defend them for it. That, to me, is what's the most annoying about it. That there are people that have convinced themselves that it's a great thing for the Boston Red Sox.
Or they're getting paid,
that drives
or they're getting
me up
paid
a wall.
To say so.
The best part of
like David Ortiz last week. Mm-hmm. Can we spend a moment talking about that charade? David Ortiz defending the Red Sox and being like, I'm going to paraphrase. Yeah, Betts has to go.
Well, I took it as...
I mean, that's basically what he's been
Mookie.
Saying.
No, I took it as... He's a premier player. That guy needs to
really?
Get his money.
Do you know what I think I took it as? I took it as he's best buds with John Henry for the last year or so after the incident in the Dominican in which the Red Sox came to the rescue, and then they were out touring wine country together over in the south of France. Nice. That's what I think is going on there. Oh, so Ortiz is a John Henry guy now. That's the same type of crap that Ortiz used to rail against as a player all the time. And now he's doing their bidding in the media, and it happened right here on this station.
In your opinion, is that a bad move if the Red Sox decide to trade Mookie Betts?
Listen, it's going to be the last year of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Red Sox, because we had one of the highest payroll out of everybody in the big league. I don't think our owner, John Henry, want to go past that.
Yeah.
To sign a guy like my boy Mookie.
Yeah.
Which he have, I think he have a certain amount of money offer. He want a different amount. I think it will just blow the payroll for the Red Sox. So this is the time for the Red Sox. They're going to make a move with him to do it right now so they can get some round pick, some prospect.
But who's as good as Mookie? Like, that's the thing. You got a top sitting with it right now.
Yeah,
a top
three
player in the league.
That's when you take advantage of having a guy like him in your side. And when you know that you can afford to pay him.
Yeah.
So what you do, you trade him.
Yep, trade him.
Wow.
We should have said that about Ortiz when he was here, when he was their best player. Oh, Ortiz? Oh, let's trade him.
You want to pay him another $15 million for one more year? Trade him.
Well, there was that time that the Red Sox gifted him a truck because they felt bad about fleecing him on his contract.
Nice truck.
But obviously him and John Henry have made up since then.
I just want to hear the call that David took on his way to the airport. Hello, David.
That was embarrassing. I'm sorry.
I understand you'll be in Miami. While you're down there, just remember who sent a private jet to spring you out of that Dominican Minute Clinic to get you back to get some real health care. Keep that in mind while you're doing the interviews. Thanks.
Mookie Betts is 27 years old in the very beginning of his prime in his career. Really, he is. He's got many productive years ahead of him. Many. A decade, let's say. And he's saying, oh, you know, they disagree on the money, so you got to trade him. Let's hear what he says about a 43-year-old quarterback in the same interview, David Ortiz.
Oh,
as
no.
A guy who's a superstar and one of the best in the sport, where do you think his head's at right now with this decision that he's going to be making?
Somebody asked me about him trying to taste the free agency.
Yeah.
He's paid the guy.
I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
Just pay the guy. I mean,
but they didn't pay him last offseason, and that's when he wanted to get paid. Isn't that weird?
Listen, when I was on my way out, the question over there was, can we pay him? Guess what? I will still perform at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
People were worried about the age thing. But let me tell you, a guy like Tom Brady, guy like myself,
mm-hmm.
we get prepared to compete against what people think about the age thing.
You use
age,
that.
Age, yes. That give you a motivation.
Mm-hmm.
When people thought, oh, he's old, I don't think he's going to do it again, we come in and do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's Tom Brady.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
He has shown for many years how good he is and what he brings to the table. For us, the New England Patriots.
Boy, he really devalues Betts.
Man, so Brady,
wow.
Pay him whatever he wants. Betts, got to get rid of him. John Henry, got
to
get rid of him.
We need
what?
The guy.
Yeah, pay the guy.
Right.
You're right. Pay both of them. He's right on Brady.
Wow.
You should pay Brady. You should pay Betts.
We need to take his answer on Betts. Just cut out the part where he says trade.
You trade him.
And put that answer to the Tom Brady question.
By the way,
and see if it'll match up perfectly. It'll make more sense going that way than it does for Mookie Betts, and I don't agree with it. I'm with you. Pay them both.
Good job by Rich on that interview, by the way. I remember on Thursday saying, I can't wait to listen to this, and it was worth it. It was worth the listen. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. He's going to bat for John Henry?
Wow.
A former player is standing up for the owner of the team over the player, Mookie Betts?
You trade him.
No. Hell no. Oh, but he does. That's my boy. Oh, he's your boy to the degree that you think you got to trade him? No, he doesn't deserve to get paid. Brady does.
He's paid the guy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Everybody. Pay everybody.
If it weren't for me, you'd be in a chair at a Dominican CVS waiting your turn to see a doctor without borders. Just remember who took care of you.
So the rusty crib. So remember the side of the crib you were sleeping in? It was
nice.
All rusty.
That's not nice.
Those rusty bars on the side.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm not.
Remember who took care of you.
Not doing that. 617-779-0985. The Super Bowl last night. Our thoughts on that game. Jimmy G losing. Mahomes winning. Is this a sea change in the AFC? Are the Kansas City Chiefs the new dynasty? Zoe's very concerned about that. I know he is. I know he's concerned about that. We'll get to it in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.